My name's Anita Wilkinson from the BMA, and I'm here with Sarah Landy, who's chair of the Northern Ireland Staff Associate Specialists and Specialty Doctors Committee. We're here today to talk about autonomous work among SAS doctors. Dr. Landy, can you tell me about your work as an associate specialist in dermatology at Craigavon Hospital?
Well, I think first of all, you have to accept that nobody is fully autonomous. And I think the more experience you get, the more autonomy will come with that. I've been there for 21 years, and I would say that my work is 90% autonomous, but very much working within a team with advice going up as well as down. I offer advice to consultant colleagues in other specialties as well as within the dermatology department. And I would suggest that we work within the department, and we discuss policies and cases and developments as equals. I think some of the SAS doctors within the department are not as autonomous as others, but I think that's their personal choice. In my experience, the more you want to do and are capable of doing, the more you will be allowed to do.
And you were saying that the associate specialist contract says that you may be expected to, on occasion, work in an autonomous way.
Yes, the contract actually would say that you may have to work unsupervised. And many years ago, I was working for 84% of my clinics were completely unsupervised, and I was the most senior doctor within dermatology within the hospital, and I was awarded a discretionary point because of that.
How does the autonomy in your work impact on your job satisfaction and productivity?
Well, the fact that I'm allowed to work autonomously a large proportion of the time is very good for my self-esteem. I have a lot of credibility within the whole trust. I have other consultants from other specialties asking my advice, and I have the condonance of my consultants in dermatology to do that that role. I think the other very positive thing about this is that I'm also expected to supervise more junior staff and even some of the registrars that come through the department who are in a training role.
What advice do you have for SAS doctors who are seeking more autonomy in their work?
I think anybody who is capable of taking on more autonomous working should put themselves in a situation where they are seen to be capable, put themselves forward for leadership roles or producing extra service within the department, and just showing enthusiasm for the responsibility that they are capable of.
So it's about doctors taking a proactive role if this is what they want in their working lives.
Absolutely.
And I understand that you've done some research on autonomous work among SAS doctors in Northern Ireland.
Yes, we put out a survey at the end of the summer to try and get a feel of both the demographics and the working patterns of SAS doctors in Northern Ireland. We got a 14% response rate, and from that we were able to show that the majority, in fact I think 100% of associate specialists, stated that they estimated they worked more than 50% of the time autonomously. Significant number of the specialty doctors and staff grades also put themselves in that category, but some of them would have put themselves in the 21 to 50% autonomous working.
So it would be fair to say that autonomous work is quite widespread among the SAS doctors in Northern Ireland.
Absolutely, and some associate specialists did make the point that they felt they were working with equal autonomy to their consultant colleagues, and I would certainly put myself in that bracket. I've taken on responsibilities for certain parts of dermatology that my consultant colleagues would come to me for advice or transfer the patient care towards me, and I do the same with particularly with surgical patients that that I can't deal with.
The associate specialist grade is now closed to new entrants. Can you foresee any problems in the future from that?
Yes, I do. I can see problems from two sides. One is the problem from the employer's side. They're going to need people who are willing to take responsibility as associate specialists and senior specialty doctors do at the moment. The other problem is for the specialty doctors themselves. If they don't have, at the end of their career or towards the end of their career, anything to give them a sort of a carrot for them to aspire to, then they may well leave and find work elsewhere. And I think reopening of the associate specialist grade is probably very unlikely. But I do think in time, perhaps with the changing training, shape of training that is being produced, there may be a possibility for specialty doctors to take on a more advanced role and get adequate remuneration for that.
And your route into dermatology wasn't a direct one, and it sounds like these kind of considerations did impact on the way your career has been shaped. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Oh, absolutely. I moved across Northern Ireland to get married, and I accepted a job in dermatology and naively thought that I would be there for 3 or 6 months before I got into my own specialty, which was genetics. But that never happened. And as time went on, I realised that I was probably going to stay in dermatology. So it was one of my reasons for joining the BMA committee, was to learn how I could get myself upgraded to what I felt was the right position for my level of expertise and ability. And I managed to get upgraded to associate specialist fairly easily and quickly with the support of my consultants. I have since then taken on more and more responsibilities to give me the same job satisfaction that I would have, I imagine, had from being a consultant in genetics.
So maybe there's a lesson here for other SAS doctors who are wondering how their careers will develop, that it may take you down avenues that you don't necessarily expect.
Absolutely. And my advice to them would be make the most of it. If you can't make the most of it, then change it. Don't stay in a job and feel like a victim. Just make it your own and make your career path what you want it to be, rather than drudge along and feel at the end of your career that you have never fulfilled your potential.
Thank you very much, Dr. Landy.
Thank you.